This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Orlando, Florida. The U.S. Open has just ended. Conrad Holt won an Armageddon game against Michael Moyar, actually, and so he's declared the U.S. Open champ. So the tournament is over, and everybody's going to be headed back from this was a wonderful tournament, and there was quite strong, actually. Number of grandmasters here. Shabalov was here. Dmitry Gurevich was here. Becerra, Julio Becerra was here as well. And they finished toward the top half. But then for the rest of us mere mortals, we were playing in at a lower level, and I finished with 6 points. And I also have Claudia Munoz, who's here. She's known more for her activity in the web, social networking. And I'm just going to ask her a few questions. Claudia, how did you do in this tournament?
Okay, hello. I did 4.5 out of 9. And it was a really great tournament, a really great, awesome opportunity to learn, a new learning experience every time I sit on the board. So it was great.
So you just won the first National Girls Closed Tournament. That was quite an accomplishment for you. Did you do anything to prepare especially for that?
Okay, yes. For that tournament, we knew about the tournament that we were going to go about maybe a month or two before. More of a month, because we were planning just to come to the NJIT and the U.S. Open. But when we found out about the tournament, all the rules, and all the participants, we did study, we did prepare, we fine-tuned our game. I'm saying we because it was me and my coach and my family and my team. So we fine-tuned everything that we needed to, and we did scouting reports and, you know, just like anybody else would do in football and basketball and all that.
So you took this very seriously, and it appears that you got the results that you were looking for. Tell the Chess Drum audience where you're living these days, and where you are in school, and you know, your background. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm currently 16 years old. My birthday is November 2nd, so if you want to send me something. Okay. I'm going to be a junior. I go to Texas Virtual Academy, which is an online school.
Really?
Yes. And it actually helps me because when I'm traveling, I can take my school with me. I can do it on the road, at home, during tournaments. So it's very helpful, and especially because there's other like artists, athletes in my school. So, you know, it's pretty much the norm there.
So you're in an online school. I have not heard of an online school. Usually you hear about, I'm a professor, so we hear a lot about the online degrees, but I've never heard of that. How does it differ from public school?
Okay, well, the really good thing about the virtual school is, like I mentioned, you can take it anywhere you go. Mm-hmm. So during a tournament, if I need to work ahead, I can. And it's basically like homeschool, okay, but on a computer. You do have teachers, and you do have an online classroom, which is sometimes a little hard to understand, but once you get to see it, it's really cool. You have what is called Blackboard, which you go in there. It's a program. You go in there. There's other students there. If you get permission to chat with other students, you can. It's an interactive program where you can teach from
anywhere.
Yeah.
So your interest in terms of your studies, what do you focusing on in school?
Okay, I hope to one day become a mathematician. So I really love math. I think ever since I was young, I really loved math. My grandma would give me travel booklets because we used to travel a lot, and it had English and math. I would do the math all the time. I would erase the math and do it all over again. I really love math. So one day I hope to become a mathematician.
Now, right now you're spending a lot of time in chess. What are your aspirations do you have in terms of chess?
Okay, well, in terms of chess, obviously, like, short term, definitely cross 2200, become a national master, win my upcoming tournaments, continue to fix my and fine-tune my game. Also, long term, I one day hope to become world champion, always,
okay.
Yes.
Good.
And also, short term, I also want to get to the U.S. Women's Championship, so I aspire to do that, and hopefully pretty soon.
that's certainly within the realm of possibility for you. But I must ask you questions about your website, and, and you can have a chance to tell the Chestrum audience about your website. But you're known primarily because you're really a very active individual in terms of social media. You're always tweeting. How do you find the time for such an active online presence?
Okay, that's a very good question. My schedule is like this. It's as following. From 8 to 3, I do school. But in between school, I take 5 to 10 minute breaks. Now, the awesome thing about social media is it doesn't really take long time to post something. You know, post a thought, post a game, post an article. You know, it really doesn't take that long. So during school, in like little breaks that I have, I'll definitely post something in Facebook, Twitter, you know, on my website, find an article or write an article. You know, there's little breaks in during the day that you could take to do that. And then I take a break from 3 to 4, then from 4 to 6 I have my own personal chastity with my coach. And then in the evening I have time to do, you know, spend time with my family, exercise, you know, eat, sure. Sleep. So that's the time that I take to do other stuff. Now I also do from 4 to 6 I usually do on Fridays or Thursdays my work, which is ChessKid. ChessKid.com. Okay. I work for them, and it's a really awesome blessing to be able to work for them because I get to interact with kids that also play chess. That will be the future of chess.
So tell me, they had the National Girls Championship, Closed Championship, which you won. There are lots of tournaments nowadays for scholastic players, for girls and for boys. What is your impressions on the future of chess in America?
Well, I think it will definitely continue to grow. There's awesome and amazing young children that are, you know, growing in the system, and I know it will continue to grow. The one point that I would love to share is the marketing and the social media part that they can express themselves to in the social media area. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we will also go in that area with making chess famous.
So in terms of your own online presence, can you give the Chestrum audience your web information, your website, your Twitter and Facebook and all that?
Okay, so my website is ClaudiaMuñoz.com. My Twitter is ChessCampeona, and it's Chess and Campeona. And my Facebook is also Claudia Muñoz. You can find me with Claudia Muñoz.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, we enjoyed talking to you. We look to see bigger and better things from you in the future.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say God bless you to everybody that's listening, and to also continue playing chess, continue aspiring to reach your dreams, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, this is Daim Shabazz. We're signing off.